Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me again today.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
A most difficult week for Israelis. There was a devastating terror attack in northern Jerusalem. It was a painful and difficult morning where innocent civilians were wounded and six murdered in cold blood on a bus by two Arab terrorists from Judea and Samaria. It was an armed soldier who killed the terrorists. Prime Minister Netanyahu at the scene said, quote, "We are at war, an intense war against terrorism on several fronts. In Judea and Samaria, we have taken very strong action. The ISA, the IDF, and the Israeli police have thwarted hundreds of terror attacks this year, but unfortunately, not this morning." Unquote. The IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, also added, quote, "We will continue with a determined and ongoing operational and intelligence effort, pursue the terror nests everywhere, and thwart the terror infrastructure and its organizers," unquote. President Isaac Herzog visited wounded victims, also said, quote, "People going about their daily lives, on their way to work, to teach, were murdered in cold blood, and others were critically and seriously wounded by vile terrorists. What we are seeing is absolute evil, and in the face of absolute evil, we must continue to fight with all our strength. Israel is a strong country. Am Israel Hai," unquote.
That is very tragic. Any missiles or rockets launched this week toward Israel?
Unfortunately, yes. A drone from the Houthis in Yemen struck the passenger terminal at the airport north of Eilat, which is the southern tip of Israel. A 50-year-old man was slightly injured by shrapnel. A total of six UAVs were launched from Yemen. Two fell on the way, three intercepted, and one hit the airport. In response, the IAF struck military bases in Yemen manned by Houthi terrorists where they store missile launchers. And after that, the Houthis launched another missile, again toward the Ramon airport. Israel struck a building in Doha, Qatar. This is the location where Hamas leadership were located. This leadership initiated and organized the October 7th massacre and has not ceased to launch targeted actions against the State of Israel and its citizens since then, including taking responsibility for the murder of the citizens on the bus attack in Jerusalem.
Well, what about in the south?
In the early morning hours in the northern Gaza Strip, terrorists climbed onto a tank, threw an explosive device into the hatch, and fired at the force. Four soldiers were killed. Another soldier was injured. Yuri Lamed, 20, Gadi Kotal, 20, Ari Regez, 19, and Tank Platoon Commander Matan Abramovitz, 21. Heroes, sons, warriors, their lives cut short defending the Jewish homeland against Hamas. In light of the expansion of the ground operation in Gaza City and the takeover of Hamas strongholds as part of Operation Gideon's Chariots 2, the IDF announced this week the designation of a humanitarian area in Khan Yunis. This area would include field hospitals, water pipelines, desalination facilities, including continued supply of food, tents, medicines, and medical equipment to the area. This will be on an ongoing basis in cooperation with the UN and international organizations, in parallel to the expansion of the ground operation. Recent proof-of-life videos were released of hostages Guy Gilboa Dalal and Alon Ochel. Prime Minister Netanyahu held a lengthy conversation with their parents, offering strength in light of the cruel videos released by Hamas. The IDF continues to operate against the terrorist organizations in the Gaza Strip, in particular underground infrastructure and buildings used to advance and execute attacks against IDF troops in the area.
Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest we pray this week?
A highly respected and well-known Christian man and advocate for truth, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated during one of his university campus debates in Utah on September 10th at the age of 31, leaving behind a wife and two young children. Charlie was highly respected in Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu said this, quote, "Charlie Kirk was murdered for speaking truth and defending freedom. A lion-hearted friend of Israel, he fought the lies and stood tall for Judeo-Christian civilization. I spoke to him only 2 weeks ago and invited him to Israel. Sadly, that visit will not take place. We lost an incredible human being," unquote. Charlie had been set to visit Israel in January to attend a conference on combating anti-Semitism. The Lord says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints," Psalm 116, 15. With that, I would recommend the following strategic prayer points. Wisdom and military strategy for the IDF, IAF, in defending the state of Israel on many fronts. Success bringing this war to a completion with full removal of Hamas and bring home all remaining hostages. Israel, as well as other humanitarian aid, continued food distribution in Gaza delivered without Hamas interference. Continued interceptions of missiles and rockets over Israel. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens. Comfort for all those in mourning. Pray Psalm 27 on behalf of the hostages in Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.